SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Transport Authority reopens several rural bus and taxi routes. And coming up later, our child safety tip feature. This is Roundabout JA. Thanks for joining us. Effective May 1, the Transport Authority reopened 452 bus and taxi routes island-wide in order to satisfy the increased demand for public transportation services in rural Jamaica. These routes include 353 existing routes for route taxis, 32 newly created routes for route taxis, and 67 existing rural stage carriage bus routes. Applications for these routes will remain open until June 30, 2015.
The Transport Authority took the decision to reopen 452 routes as part of its mandate to ensure the provision of adequate supply of public passenger vehicles and to provide legal public transportation services to commuters island-wide. The authority over the past few months reviewed the findings of our all-island route feasibility survey, in addition to recent housing developments in some areas and the request from commuters in respect of underserviced routes as a precursor to making this decision.
Communications and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keane Williams. Some of the new routes include Job Lane via Sunnyside to Spanish Town, Civil Meadows to Spanish Town, and New Harbor Village to Old Harbor. You can look out for the complete list of open routes in the newspapers. In the meantime, the Transport Authority is reminding potential applicants that as of May 1, only motor vehicles 10 years and under will be accepted for first-time applications for route taxi road licenses. Additionally, all first-time licensee route taxi operators will be required to install and display a taxi roof sign and be color-coded in accordance with the approved Transport Authority standards on or before August 1, 2015. The Transport Authority is urging persons operating public transportation services without the requisite road licenses to ensure that they legalize their services now and avoid prosecution.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hubactive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Under Vision 2030, the plan is to expand and rationalize land transport and infrastructure services, and also to develop a modernized public transport system. This is all part of the plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our Child Month tips.
I believe the children are our future.
Parents, tell your children that there are good and bad adults, and so they need to be careful. In fact, do not leave your child any and everywhere with any and everybody, as it has been reported that most of the child abuse cases, especially that of sexual abuse, is committed by someone close to the family, if not a family member. Another tip for you, attend a church with your child or children. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Don't just send them to church. Go with them. Set the example. Those tips were brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again on weekdays as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.